Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at Fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Tuesday, April 16th, and we are here trying to help you make sense of headlines, answer your financial questions, and be all around smart folks who help you decipher the things that are just maybe bubbling up into your newsfeed. So I am Jill Schlesinger, and I'm going to invite Mark Tallercio, my compadre, over here. Come on that microphone, Mark.
I'm here.
Did you get a new microphone after we got the complaint from my friend at CBS?
No, but it's always the same person who complains.
Only one. But if anyone thinks Mark needs a new microphone, I have offered to buy him a new one. He says no. So, Mark, over the weekend, as the Iranian strike on Israel was taking place, I had a feeling that maybe my Monday morning might be a little bit different. And so I was asked about what's going on in the oil market. And when I was talking to producers on Sunday, I said, don't be surprised if it's not that big a reaction, which is exactly what ended up happening. It was not that big a reaction in the oil markets. And the reason is that so much of the way the markets move is in anticipation of things that are happening. So it is not as if the entire oil complex hasn't been on heightened alert since October 7th. There's this fear that there will be an escalation of fighting in the Middle East, which would disrupt the flow of oil and really start to impact economies in a negative way. But that is not where we are this minute. And so when I went on the air yesterday, we talked a little bit about the price action in the oil market and what to expect and how it could change the inflation story. So I think, Mark, I'd like to air that segment, but then I want to come back and talk about other things that were happening yesterday that may be actually more informative to where I think the economy could be heading. So let's air this segment. This is from CBS Mornings, Vladimir Duthier, Gail King, and Tony DeCoppel. And I am also there talking about oil prices.
There was little damage on the ground from Iran's unprecedented launch of more than 300 missiles and drones toward Israel on Saturday. It's considered retaliation for an attack on an Iranian embassy in Syria earlier this month that killed 13 people. All of this could disrupt the global economy, impacting oil prices and much more. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger is here to help us break it down. Jill, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so how might this strike against Israel impact us here at home economically?
Okay, right this second, nothing is really happening on the ground for us. That's important because it's a right this second moment. We are very uptight about it. But remember, when we look at oil prices, it moves the overall inflation rate. And according to the Federal Reserve, when you have oil prices rise, it can add additional pressure on prices. So let's say a 10% increase in crude oil prices can increase the consumer price index, our measure of inflation, by 0.4%. Doesn't sound big, but guys, we're 3.5%. So if we went from 3.5 to 3.9, you would feel it.
Yeah. Why do you suppose, Jill, we haven't felt anything? And if we do feel it, how long do you think that'll take?
Well, I think the reason we haven't is we've had a slow march up of oil prices. If you look at the period of time, just from the beginning of this year, crude oil prices are up by already 20%. That has a lot to do with what's been going on in the Middle East since October 7th. Remember, what do investors do? They fear the unknown. We don't know what's going to happen next. So if we think like right now, okay, prices are already up 20%. if things escalate from here, it could be painful for the economy and for consumers. You know where you'd feel that first. You'd feel it at the pumps.
And the prices are never uniform. You travel outside of this tri-state area, go to the West Coast. Big difference in the gas prices that they pay over there.
Well, if you look at gas prices, even just this year, I just said crude oil's up by 20%. Guess what? Gas prices are up by about 50 cents a gallon since the beginning of the year. Yeah. That's where we are feeling it. I think the real issue now is what does happen next?
Yeah.
Because if there's further escalation, if oil starts going from about $85 a barrel, now we're talking about $95 or $100, then you get spillover effects. Mm. Remember, the companies that have to use energy to get goods to you, to move people, to move goods, those are the places you'll start to see it after the pumps. Yeah.
Okay, so Mark, you know, the oil market drops by like a percentage point. And a lot of this, as I said on this segment, is about expectations and what has happened. But then, you know, as the market is set to open, two bits of news come across my screen that I thought to myself, this is actually going to impact the economy a lot more. Retail sales were up. And Mark, as much as we all complain, people continue to spend money. And so my question to you is, when will people stop spending money if they think things are costing so much?
That's a good question. I can say that I am gladly participating in that spend. I mean, we've been spending so much money on various things for this house. It's unbelievable. So, yeah, I believe it. People are spending.
I think people are spending because they have jobs. I mean, the job market is still really robust. And this is the second headline that I thought was really interesting. And that is that Tesla said they're going to lay off 10% of their global workforce. So what happens, I think, is that people read a lot of their headlines. They do a little doom scrolling. They get nervous about everything that's happening. And all of a sudden, these headlines tell me, you know what? The economy is actually not in bad shape. Because Tesla's laying people off does not mean that Tesla is, you know, really a terrible investment. It means that Tesla overhired at a time where they thought their sales would be much higher. And a lot of technology companies have been doing rolling layoffs, but they're still net much bigger than they were 5 years ago, okay, and in terms of staffing. And retail sales are strong because net, if someone has a job, even if they've spent down a lot of that pandemic era savings, they have cash flow. And that is why they are actually spending. So when you look at markets and you say to yourself, oh, it can't keep going up, because right now, like the S&P 500 is up like, I don't know, 7 or 8% this year. It's come off the highs. But what would slow down the stock market would be if all of a sudden people, consumers, stop spending. And then everybody who's been like, oh, I just want inflation to come down. This is so terrible. You'll see it come down and you won't be happy about it. So I would really want to caution people who are rooting for overall prices to come down. And I know it's really hard. But remember, at the same time, you're paying more for your auto and your homeowner's insurance. You may be making more money than you ever did 5 years ago. You may have seen your retirement assets rise and your other investments rise. And oh, by the way, your house has gone up in value. Overall, Mark, I don't know. I'm not saying the economy is like the best ever, but it seems in pretty good shape to me, especially considering what we just went through over the last 5 years.
Yeah, well, people forget that. And I think, as I mentioned to you earlier, is that the one area that people, you know, really want to see an improvement in, obviously, is mortgage rates in the housing industry. That's kind of, it's definitely impacting people.
I think it's impacting the mood of people. But I don't think it's like, I think it's just a strange time. I still believe that because people are sitting on these low mortgage rates. And as a result, they're not going to sell their houses unless they have to. They're really not going to. And we've talked to people, and there's amazing number of folks that we've talked to in the last couple of weeks where they're like, I'm going to pay cash, or I'm going to take a teeny mortgage, relatively speaking, or I'm sitting on this house forever, even though it's not my forever house. I'm not giving up that note. Overall, here's where I think. I think that the economy is still in solid shape. I know that people are really uptight about prices and mortgage rates, but I do think that this is a slow moving trend. It will correct and we will get to the other side. But if I told you guys that, hey, you know what? If I told you in 4 years ago, that this is where we'd be, you'd say, oh, I would take that deal. Like, we have inoculations. People aren't dying of COVID as much anymore. It's a much smaller number. The markets are rising. The housing market is on fire, even though there's not enough houses for sale. The stock market's doing well. Like, you would take that deal all day long. No one has that kind of ability to kind of look back like that. So this is a little bit of a resetting of your mindset, I hope. All right, Mark, do you think I've convinced them or not?
I think so. Let me just give you a quick rundown. Speaking of spending, I'm sitting up here in our little loft, so I'm looking outside at our roof deck. Let me tell you what I've bought over the past, I don't know, 6 weeks. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 9, 10, 11. I have 12 massive planters. I have 16, 17, and about 24 huge bags of potting soil. And guess what? All this had to be carried up multiple flights of stairs. I thought I was going to die.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you paid somebody to do that, which is what I would have done.
Amanda told me to hire, what the heck is it? There's some service out there that you can actually, I don't know.
It's like TaskRabbit.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Amanda, the queen of finding a service for everything. So God bless her. All right, that's it. That's a short show today because we got things to do and we got to like pump out our content. So everyone listening, if you got a concern, you're worried about the economy, you're worried about your financial life and how this is all playing into your decision making, we want to hear from you. Go to JillOnMoney.com, click the contact us button. Please let us know if you'd like to join us on the air live. While you're on the website, sign up for the free weekly newsletter and always, always check out the subscription service. $35, Jill on Money Live. Access to quarterly live webinars, the past webinars, and special video content. So check it out. You can subscribe to this program on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Please leave us a rating and review wherever you listen. Do me a favor. Lift someone up. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better, they've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information, all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to like skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.